Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Citing errors in calculations for school bonds have forced Humboldt County to reissue property tax bills that have already been sent to property owners. The new bills correct the error for the school bonds, and the tax bills are still due by December 10th to avoid late penalties. If you have already paid your property taxes and overpaid because of the error, you will be mailed a refund, and the difference between the two bills will be very small for the vast majority of taxpayers. If you have not received a tax bill or have any questions, you are encouraged to contact the tax collector's office immediately. The city of Arcata will sell off used and surplus equipment beginning October 9th. Everything from Crown Victorias to generators to pressure washers will be up for sale, and you can view a full list of the items at the city's website, cityofarcata.org. Bidders can view the items in person as well at the city's corporate yard on South G Street beginning Tuesday the 9th through Wednesday the 24th. You'll also need to fill out a bid form, again available at the city's website, and all bids must be received by Thursday, October 25th. Jared Wyatt has been sentenced to a prison term of 47 years to life for his horrific murder of Taylor Powell in March of 2010 in Crescent City. Wyatt, a former mixed martial arts fighter, pleaded guilty to first-degree murder after he partially dismembered Powell's body, cutting out his heart and tongue during the killing. Wyatt may have been under the influence of psychedelic mushrooms at the time of the murder. Investigators in Mendocino County are already investigating the cause of a fire that claimed the life of a father and son, and now a second fire has claimed another life. Yesterday, CAL FIRE units responded to a call of a structure fire at a residence on Radical Ridge Road and found the building fully engulfed in flames. Once the fire was extinguished, the follow-up investigation found human remains in the residence. The remains have yet to be identified, although they are those believed to be of the resident. There's no obvious sign of foul play, and the cause is under investigation. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. And now that rural residents across the state have begun receiving tax bills from the State Forestry Department, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association has stepped into the fight with a lawsuit against the state demanding refunds for those who have been billed. The $150 fee, passed in 2010, has been sent to hundreds of thousands of property owners of rural parcels, and it was passed with a simple majority vote, and not the two-thirds needed to pass a tax increase. And the lawsuit alleges that the charge amounts to a tax and therefore is illegal. Local fire officials have also opposed the fee, not because of legislative regulations, but because thousands of local property owners already pay parcel taxes to fund local fire departments who actually provide fire protection in rural areas. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... No, wait. No, I push... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technicals. But, I don't even but tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Sheriff Mike Downey has done a bit of realigning in his office, creating an administrative division with wide responsibilities, as Lieutenant Dave Morey, who will head up the admin section, explains.
Just because of the amount of bureaucracy and government that's involved at the county level, we deal with things from civil process. We've got a whole division that deals with evictions and till taps and all the civil procedures and the subpoenas that are served for people to show up in court. We have our attached to that division is our bailiffs who provide the courtroom security. We have our custody services, and they have their own box of rocks there too. You know, they have a lot of different things. They have medical, they have kitchen staff, you know, they got to feed them, they got to buy clothes. I mean, there's a lot that goes on just in that one division. We have our patrol procedures for those people that, you know, have somebody in their backyard at 1 o'clock in the morning or think they do and they dial 911. They're the guys and gals that head out there to respond to calls for service.
The administrative division's work entails dozens of services within the sheriff's office, and they'll be folded into duties Maury already performs.
One of the things the sheriff did is he created a position called an administrative lieutenant and moved my office from point A to point B inside the building. But basically what it does is I'm kind of the Office of Professional Standards, kind of the office that's sort of the watchdog for us to make sure we're doing what we need to be doing right. In that, I'll be doing a lot of any appearances that need to be done for the courts, for any records requests and things like that I'll take on. But I'll also continue to hold my other positions, the Detective Bureau, the Animal Shelter, the airport.
Morey is one of four lieutenants with the Sheriff's Office, with each lieutenant heading up a specific division. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.